Hello and welcome back to Powersuit Podcast. I'm your host Lauren Ingram, and today's episode is one of a special mini-series about surviving in the creative industries during the coronavirus outbreak. Powersuit Podcast has always been about navigating your creative career and staying employable during uncertain times. Little did I know that things would look quite as uncertain as they do at the moment. The point of these mini-episodes is to give everyone some survival tips, some positivity and creative inspiration while everyone's staying at home, as we all need all the help we can get during this tricky time. Today's guest, who I'm delighted to have back on the podcast, is Pip Jameson, founder of The Dots. If you want to hear me fangirling her, listen back to the episode when we're talking about her career and the future of jobs. For now, I'll just keep things short and sweet. The Dots has been named by Forbes as the next LinkedIn. It's a professional network for no-collar professionals, so that's like creators, freelancers and entrepreneurs. And if you already use The Dots, you've probably seen there's quite a useful hub about coronavirus where people are asking questions, discussing creative ways around these new problems, conversations about money. There's a lot of honesty on there. And so now I'm going to dive straight into my conversation with Pip.
Now I'd like to welcome back Pip. Thank you for being part of this.
Oh, pleasure. It's lovely to be back.
Woo. I wanted to jump straight in with asking you about the sort of thing that you've seen on your platform at the moment. Because obviously there's a lot of anxious people in the creative community at the moment. Are you seeing many paid work opportunities appearing?
Yeah, I mean, excitingly, there are still opportunities out there. I mean, I must admit, it has been heartbreaking as well, because obviously so many of our community are falling on harder times, especially from a freelance perspective. But happily, there are opportunities, but they actually are more in sort of the tech space right now. So the tech companies seem to still be hiring at the rate of knots, while, you know, other industries that we look after, like advertising or retail, are obviously really struggling right now. So it's been interesting to see the shift to tech and the ramping up of tech roles that are available.
Interesting. I wasn't actually aware of that, but it makes a lot of sense about the pivot to tech, that's who still has like funding available to kind of get things off the ground and be like building solutions at the moment, because everything's having to pivot very quickly. So we have to like build the answers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's interesting because obviously a lot of tech companies have very deep pockets, so they've got a lot of money in the bank sitting there. And I guess they also see this as an opportunity, and they've suddenly got increase in demand for everything they're doing because everyone's living virtually. So yeah, that's where the opportunities are right now.
Mm. And you must have seen a big uptick in use as well. I've definitely seen more people sharing their stuff because it is in a way a nice opportunity to kind of beef out their portfolio at the moment. Are you seeing a lot more action on the platform?
Yeah, lots more. And I think actually the part that's been most engaged with at the moment is we launched a COVID support hub. So this is a hub on the platform where you can ask questions, and those questions can be anything around, you know, I'm a freelancer, I've just lost work, am I eligible for government assistance? Or it could be, I've never worked remote before, how do I work remote? Or how do I, you know, look after my mental health in lockdown? And I think that's been the really interesting bit where the engagement is really high, but also I think the most rewarding bit for us, because we're actually able to give back and help. And one of the first things we did actually was sign up nearly 500 industry mentors to help answer questions. So we've got like a little small army of industry experts now answering those questions. So everyone like Alex Beck, who, you know, is the founder of It's Nice That, Patrick, who is the head of DNAD, Melanie Zerbe, who's the head of Black Business Awards. So all of these are kind of on hand now to help with people with, I must admit, some quite heartbreaking questions as well. I think one that went up yesterday was, I was just part of 100 people redundancy, how do I cope? And it's horrible seeing those questions, but it's also, I guess, nice to be able to at least help if we can. And so that's really what we've been doing of late.
That's really cool. I hadn't seen the mentor pool. I really like that idea. I've definitely seen all the coronavirus hub. That's also been super helpful. I've been keeping an eye on like how people are answering the questions, and quite a lot of interesting things being shared on there. And in terms of voluntary opportunities or anything with a more charitable angle, is there anything that you think creative should be diving in with at the moment?
Yeah, actually, that's one of my favourite asks that's happening on the platform, the coronavirus support hub. So there's loads, lots of people are doing shout outs for volunteering opportunities. There's lots of tech startups, for example, that are emerging that are looking for UX designers, UI designers, copywriters, content makers. And those can be anything from, you know, coronavirus tracking apps to, you know, support the vulnerable in the community. And so I think I get really excited seeing stuff like that because you realize people are working really hard behind the scenes to try and help right now. And they're kind of calling on our community to see if they can help. And I think the most positive, lovely thing I've seen is just a swell of people that are just desperate to help. And if people are in a position and, you know, financially they're okay at the moment, they're definitely wanting to give back. And actually, we're getting loads of amazing industry leaders answering asks around portfolio feedback, for example. So lots of people are doing, will you give me feedback on my new website or my portfolio? And you suddenly see all these kind of industry legends jumping on and giving feedback. And I think it's much more collaborative and kind than I've ever seen it before, which I guess is, you know, there's so much not nice that's happening right now, but that's definitely a lovely thing we see emerging on the dots as well.
That's really cool. I don't know what format that feedback is taking, a Zoom call or is it written feedback or that kind of thing, but I wonder if it's the sort of thing that you could build some mini feedback form within the dots. It might say something like presentation and layout, and there's like a little box for them to say, oh, I really think you ought to do fewer pages than this or whatever, have like three or four boxes and so that people give quite sort of fast feedback.
I love that idea. Lauren, join the dots.
thank you. And what else do you think the sort of creative community, especially anybody that's out of work or their work is compromised at the moment, any other thoughts on what people should be spending their time doing? Like, should they be just focusing on their mental health or looking at their body of work or any thoughts on how we should spend their time?
Yeah, I think it's a very personal journey, and I'm definitely learning that looking at all the asks that are going up. You know, some people are very focused on the practicality. You know, this is a chance to update my portfolio, this is not a chance to update my website, this is a chance to kind of learn more. And we see a lot of kind of because we have an events hub, as you know, on the dots, and we see a lot of learning events going up and education events going up, so people learning to code. Or so you've got that segment of people that are very proactive right now, but also I see a lot of asks going up around mental health and the stresses around what's happening. And I think it's just got to be a personal journey to you and get the support you need. I think the most wonderful thing, as I said, is there are lots of people out there that are really wanting to give back and help. So don't feel like you're alone. Whatever journey you're on right now, don't feel like you're alone. I think the other interesting thing we're seeing is lots of people using this as an opportunity to scale up their side hustles and actually, you know, start those projects they've had on the back burner, and everything, you know, life has taken over. So we're definitely seeing a massive rise in the call outs for kind of collaborators to help with projects to get kickstart those while people are in lockdown. But again, it's such a personal journey, you know. There's some people that are really struggling right now, and really for them their main priority is how to make ends meet, and yeah, that's the bit that's a bit more heartbreaking for me. But I think everyone's journey is exactly what it should be. Just know that there's people out there that are trying to help.
Yeah, thank you for that. I've also seen some creative solutions on the dots, like unfortunately, I can't remember their names, but I think it was two final year creative students that sort of made like a little mini campaign about why they should be able to do a sort of long distance internship, which I just thought was quite a cool idea. Because I'm sure there's a lot of final year students that are kind of thinking like, what happens now? So I thought that was quite a fun solution and a way of like catching the attention of people that are established in the industry.
Yeah, and I think it's really interesting to see those creative solutions. I mean, on a very basic level, we're seeing lots of people get creative about making money as well. So people are using our event hub to say, hey, I'm a UI designer. Anyone want to learn UI design? And starting an event to learn how to do UI design and charging like £5 for that event. So I think people are looking at different ways to, you know, make money. They're looking at different ways to promote themselves. And yeah, it is a time to be very creative about your own brand building, but also the people you're starting to connect with and collaborate with, and spending time on that sort of journey is definitely a trend on the dots right now.
Yeah, very cool. And my last question for you is, what is the best piece of advice or survival tip you've read in the last week? Or if you prefer, just the interesting thing that you've seen on the internet in response to this?
Oh, I think I sort of live by taking jumps one at a time. So what I mean by that is there's so many challenging things that are happening right now, and it can be a bit overwhelming. So I think it's about going, okay, what is the most important thing I need to solve for right now? And just focusing on that and getting that sorted. And then you can move on to the next challenge and the next challenge. And I think you can go mad trying to fix everything. So if it's your mental health, worry about that first. Start going out and having walks, do meditation, do yoga, do whatever is going to help you. If it's your financial situation, focus on that and trying to find creative solutions to solve that. I think it's about taking one jump at a time, because it can be just a bit overwhelming right now. So that would definitely be my advice. There will be lots of things in your life potentially to fix, but just do one thing at a time and we'll all get through this. And we will get through this. And, you know, there are still jobs out there. It just means that you might have to start thinking about tech. Jobs will come back. And there is government support out there. It's not perfect for everyone yet, but actually one of the most rewarding things I've done of late is the government's been in touch with us directly for advice on, for example, with freelancers, who's struggling and who's fallen through the net of recent government legislation. So it's been very rewarding being able to ask our community what problems they're having. So for example, if you started freelancing recently, you're not eligible for government assistance, but we're actually able to feed that back for government. And I think what's positive about that is government's actually listening right now. So if you are falling through the cracks, just so you know, they are reaching out and they are listening. Whether they will actually build solutions, I don't know. I hope so. Why bother reaching out if they're not? So yeah, there is silver linings and hope and light at the end of the tunnel. So yeah, it just use this opportunity to make yourself feel better and be happier and be creative, I guess.
I love it. Thank you. Yeah, that's nice to end on a really positive note. Honestly, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts, Pip. Yeah, really glad you're part of this.
Oh, no, really, really pleasure. And it's so weird, Lauren, because usually I'd hug you at the end of a talk. So I'm not used to it. I'm not used to it at all. It's so strange.
Yeah, exactly. Or like put up a sign saying, yeah, look out for your local extrovert and give them some love at the moment.
Please hug me, but from a safe distance.
Thank you.
This has been PowerSuit Podcast, your creative careers podcast for uncertain times. For more advice, check out the back catalogue of episodes with creative leaders from companies including Twitter, Google, Havas and Galdem, as well as interviews with amazing freelancers. All of the episodes are about creative careers and how to stay skilled up and employable in uncertain times, so they're more relevant now than ever. We've got a couple more mini episodes coming up specific to the coronavirus situation, so hit subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Thanks for listening.